campaign 2022 on WTOP, the race for D.C.'s top elected office is expected to be much more competitive than it was in 2018, when Mayor Muriel Bowser cruised to a second term with barely any opposition. This year, at-large councilmember Robert White is expected to pose a big challenge to the incumbent. Matt Santoro is an expert on D.C. local politics. He served on both Muriel Bowser's 2014 campaign for mayor and White's 2016 campaign to unseat councilmember Vincent Orange. And we talked to Santoro about why he believes White is coming to maturity.
Robert White is a multi-generational native Washingtonian. He is from Ward 4, which many people know has been a kingmaker for many generations when it comes to D.C. mayoral politics. He is multiracial. He has ties to the local community that have been very strong in Wards 4, 5, and 7. And so Robert has a lot of experiences that connect to people that give him a broad appeal. Robert White has already run at large three separate times, losing his first race, winning the second two subsequent general elections, and of course, a tough primary against Vincent Orange. So he already is known citywide. And so establishing himself as a known candidate is not something that he has to focus on as intensely. You have to cover the same amount of ground in an at-large race as you do in a mayoral race. Robert White's coming to the table prepared to compete with Mayor Bowser, having run at-large three times, knowing what it's like to run a citywide campaign on a tighter budget.
Beyond being the incumbent, which often is an advantage, not always, what else does Muriel Bowser have going for her?
Muriel Bowser's strengths are that she is a shrewd campaigner. She knows how to put herself out in front of people when it matters. She has the strength of government behind her in order to provide service to people in order to dispense money from the government and actually provide things that people can tie back to her in a very real way. She has that power. She's had the ability to position herself as a foil to Donald Trump and somebody who's pro-statehood, which got her a lot of attention when Trump was her only foil. And she has a large fundraising apparatus that goes back to the earliest days of Adrian Fenty that showed up during this first fundraising report period where she was involved. Her average donation was somewhere between 160 and 180 per person when the max is 200, which shows you that a lot of her donor network was ready, active, and able to give during that first fundraising period in order to create the impression of incredible strength. However, those don't necessarily add up to intrinsic popularity in the electorate. There are a lot of undecideds who could swing in a race, especially with the homelessness crisis and COVID and the issues related to crime in D.C. right now.
D.C. political observer Matt Santoro, he's worked for both Mayor Muriel Bowser and at-large councilmember Robert White, who is expected to pose a strong challenge to Bowser in next year's race.